you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Used to be a working stand-up comedian.
I think he was supposed to come visit us about the time everything got shut down.
I think you're right.
He's in Denver now, I believe. Ben Roy in Denver.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing, Ben? Everything good? Everything good?
Man, I'm killing it. This coronavirus has brought out the best in me. I tell you what, I'm
okay. Explain the best.
Oh man, I'm snacking more frequently. These things are just really good. I put on weight. I didn't need.
Don't you don't you exercise? Don't you wrestle, exercise, or jiu-jitsu or something like that?
Oh yeah, you're a martial arts guy.
Oh, I do,
but you can't do that
now. But
you can't do that now.
No,
right?
No, that is the antithesis of proper social distancing.
Yeah.
So
dry humping
dudes for honor is not on the essential items list.
Apparently not.
Yeah, so how are you guys?
Well, you know, I feel worse for our comedian friends than I do us because, you know, since this started, we're back. We've been doing the radio show because we got to be here, and comedians can't. Our venue is allowed to be open. Yours is not, so we're more worried about you.
I mean, we miss seeing you guys.
Yeah.
And it sucks they've taken away your way to make a living.
I know. I was supposed to be in Omaha and but like I said, I mean, things are great, and you know, I mean, I really, thankfully, I've been telling people this that I have really bad anxiety. I've been a shut-in at points with my panic attacks, so I'm oddly prepared for this. Like the actual, I pretty much just read and write and work out, which is. I'm living that convict lifestyle, man. So,
But no butt sex, though, right?
Yeah, no. My wife is not trying anymore.
So, what is your lockdown situation? Is it just you and the wife? You have kids?
It's my wife and my son and my wife and my 15-year-old son.
Okay.
So he's.
I have a 15. I have a 15-year-old too. That's tough on them. How's he handling it?
You know, he's more like a roommate now.
Okay.
Like, we spent so much time together and talked about, you just like, I'll just wake up in the morning and just hear the toilet seat go up and this loud man-sized piss, and then I'm, and I'm like, oh, that dude that lives with us is awake again.
I got one of those,
you know
too.
I mean?
I totally know what you mean. I totally what you mean, man. Man,
but he misses his girlfriend, you know.
Yeah,
other than
sure.
That,
that dude that lives with us, I love that.
Can you put your martial arts clothes on and throw him around for a little while?
That's what I've been doing. I actually teach fundamental jiu-jitsu classes for the school that I train at, and I like take photos of me. Like these staged photos of me attacking him in the house.
I've seen those.
I patrol the house. Yeah, in my gi.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I've been enforcing. The law is still strong in our household, but you know, you could.
Hey, does your wife work, or is she just stuck in the house too?
Yeah, well, so she works for the government, thankfully. So she works for a child care arm of the Department of Human Services.
Also, her paychecks are still coming in, right?
Yeah. And our benefits. What's funny is that, like, she was a state employee for so long, and clearly I'm the breadwinner if you're working for the state. You know, I mean, just with our TV show and with doing stand-up, I was doing all right.
Yeah.
And now I've lost all of that, and I'm a complete, like, kept... like husband.
Yeah.
I don't.
You are. You are. So you went from making more money to obviously now she has to take care of you, right? Were you?
Oh yeah, dude. I'm just like, honey. You know, do you think this salmon isn't too pricey? Do you? Because I could pick up. On the most, it says it's honey smoked and it's on sale, so I'm gonna pick up. I just call awkwardly. I'm smoking Pall Malls now, like the long 100.
They're cheaper,
you know. And
okay,
I just
okay, got it.
Yeah, they are. They're cheaper. It's a weird life. I don't know. Is your radio complete? Are you both in studio or are you?
Yeah, we drive to the studio every day.
Our company now. There's nobody out in the building, pretty much except for us. I mean, the sales staff's all been home for a couple months. We all sit here. You've been in the studio. We're pretty well separated. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Most of us, when we go home, we're actually, we think we're all doing the right thing, but who knows? You know, who knows? We're still together. You know,
this thing is changes so rapidly and so quickly that, I mean, remember for a while they were telling us that wearing masks was useless.
Yeah.
You know, like
right.
I remember at the beginning, and I'm like, I talk about that as if I'm like, you know, when this first started, we didn't know. It was 8 weeks ago.
I know.
But it has this feeling of being generations away, and this is the most bizarre thing, dystopian thing I've ever been through. I don't know, man.
Well, it's weird.
It's strange.
We share a common area with a TV station. That's where the bathroom is, and they recently made us start wearing masks when we have to go to the bathroom. And I just literally before this phone call, I'm walking up the hallway and I get to the door to go out to the no man's land and I forgot my mask. I had to run back and get a mask. I'm thinking, this is stuff we'll tell our grandkids someday. You know, I had to wear a mask to pee. But the generation, it wasn't World War II, by the way.
Yeah.
I had to wear a mask to pee.
The world hasn't experienced anything like this for 100 years.
Yeah, right.
It's, you know, we see those old weird photos of people standing in front of, you know, UV lights with like the glasses from like the 60s and, you know, like all these photos that are like frozen in the time or people underneath their desks because of nuclear, because of nuclear warnings. This will be that, you know, watching the UFC with a bunch of people in an empty stadium with a bunch of masks on is bizarre.
That was really bizarre. I watched some of that.
It was strange.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? I
had it on. I'm not even a big UFC guy but I left it on that night because it was live and I wanted to see what was, I wanted to be able to talk about it the next day on the radio. So it was kind of weird to watch. I know they did it again last night, right? I missed it last night though. They did it last night.
Yeah,
did
they? And the thing is you can hear them jawing. Like the fighters, you can actually hear them. At one point, there was a fight where Glover Teixeira is on top punching Anthony Smith, and you can hear Glover say, "I'm really sorry about this."
Really?
And Anthony Smith, because the fight should have been stopped. Anthony had been knocked down twice. He was missing a tooth. He got his teeth knocked out, and no one was stopping the fight, and Glover felt bad about it, and he said to him, I'm really sorry about this. And Anthony Smith goes, it is what it is. That's what he said to him.
Man.
And it was this amazing moment that you would never catch because live the crowd would be going mental.
Well, we heard that. We also heard the story the week before that, since you know the names better than we do, obviously. There was two guys fighting, and they heard Rogan and them calling the match, and they were saying how the one guy was doing something wrong, and he heard him, so he changed it, and he won the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened last night. He goes, Simon, one of the guys, he looks Simone, I guess is his last name, and he looks in amazing shape. And the guy stopped. They weren't engaged yet. They were kind of squaring off and circling. And he put his arms up and flexed because he heard.
Oh, really?
He heard them say that he looked amazing. Yeah, it's truly weird. This is just.
Yeah.
It's affecting everything. So
if they bring back any NBA either, too, that you're going to hear these guys talking trash. Because there's going to be no crowd.
Yeah, loud and clear.
You're going to hear sneakers. Screw you, F off, you know, N-bomb. You might hear N-bombs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, the drop button will never get so much work as an NBA game.
Yeah, you're right.
With a live sound.
Listen, when you guys play one N-bomb every minute, that's it.
Yeah.
Nobody else can say more. Right.
There's an N-bomb quota at the NBA.
Well, let the delay build back up here. Hey, when would you feel comfortable? We just did a story earlier that Dave Landau, I'm sure you know Dave, he's doing a show in Fort Myers, Florida at some club. When do you think you'll feel comfortable?
Yeah, he's going out the end of May.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I mean, the big thing is that I'm kind of at the whim of Colorado and the health officials here.
Right.
Obviously, Florida has been quicker to lift
a little bit
restrictions.
Right.
So
yeah.
The governor here has been very slow and very, very cautious. Who knows? There are things in the works, but mostly we're doing our podcast. We have a podcast called The Grolic Saves the World, where we give each other self-help challenges.
Well, go plug that.
And
go ahead. What do they look for now? Plug your podcast.
Yeah, we just do. It's called the Grolic Saves the World.
The Grolic?
Grawlix. Like, but we try to be the best at bettering ourselves. It's competitive self-betterment. So
yeah,
we'll like.
That's what we do.
We'll, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, give me an example. Give me an example of you actually trying to be better than the other guy. In what situation?
In one episode, we had been listening to past episodes, and like most of our generation, we say the words like and too much.
Right.
And I'm sure you noticed that in broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
People, our generation just uses the word like it's a comma.
Right.
You know, like I was like. And so we challenged each other for an episode to tell a story without saying it. And if you did say like or you got whacked super hard on the top of your knuckles with this really hard piece of plastic.
Oh, that would suck.
And it didn't work. I'm still using it, and now I'm just afraid of spatulas. But it was an interesting.
So it's like a Pavlov's dog thing. You're afraid to say. Now, obviously it didn't work, right?
It didn't work for anybody. No, I mean, pain is not that good of a deterrent. And especially with the language. The other things we did, we challenged ourselves to eat at a restaurant. You know, when you're driving about your city and you see a restaurant and you're like, who would ever eat there?
Right.
You know, or anything like that. So we challenged ourselves to eat at one of those restaurants to not be judgmental. And it went very well for two of us. The third one, he took his wife and his kid, and his wife ended up crapping her pants the next day. And so there's always good results.
I love that. But you have to do it now. You do it with other comedians. Who are the comedians you do it with?
I do it with this comic named Adam Caton-Holland and another one named Andrew Orvidal. The guys who I created the show Those Who Can't, on True TV with.
Got it.
And so, yeah, during the quarantine, it's been different. We've been doing, we've been doing correspondence challenges. Like, we just asked Rory Scovel. I don't know if you know the comic Rory Scovel. He's a very funny dude.
Okay.
Yeah, we asked him if we could just send him something. We didn't tell him what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just all tried to send him the best gift or, like, homemade item through the mail.
And what would you
just
send?
To see who was. I sent him this insane card that had just very lewd photos of myself.
Of yourself? Nice.
It felt very stalkerish. Now that I did it, I realized it was, had any postal worker opened it, I would have been flagged, definitely. It just was like an attempt to be better at writing letters and corresponding with people. So it's lighthearted and fun. So we've been doing that.
Trying to be better. I like that. I like that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Comedian Ben Roy with us. Denver's pretty serious now because I talked to a buddy of mine who lives there, and they're asking you, don't even go out in the mountains and hike because the mountain towns aren't equipped to handle anything if somebody does get sick. So they're serious about it.
Yeah, yeah. I think the mountains got hit real hard here. I mean, a lot of the counties up towards the ski resorts. And I think that that's just because a lot of people up there have money and they travel. And I think they brought.
Oh yeah, they flew in with it. Right. I think you're right. I read that too.
So, but Denver is still, I mean, just population density wise, the area that's been, the thing is that, you know, it's easy to like say, oh, it's not real or whatever, but then it started hitting people that I know. And,
yeah, exactly.
And just because I think we live in a city, it is every one of them is like, they compare it to the flu, but the people I knew who had it were like, this is nothing. This is more akin to a pneumonia.
Oh, no, no. Our buddy comedian Willie Farrell had it. You know, he was in bad shape, real bad shape. Hey, did you, I know you quit drinking years ago. Are you having trouble staying sober?
No, you know, surprisingly, that's not what, like, this kind of stuff doesn't, isolation doesn't make me want to drink.
Right.
I'm very nervous in public, so it's usually if I'm at a bar and it's crowded, that makes me want to drink to, like, ease. So, like, in an odd effect, it hasn't really, it's been the opposite.
Okay.
But if I were to go, like, as soon as patios start opening and it's daytime and people are day drinking.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm going to crack, too.
That's the best time to drink. Day drinking's the best.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There's nothing better than falling asleep during the day, passing out, and waking up at night during the same day. That rarely ever I like that, where you're like, I didn't even hit the next day passing out. That's just good alcoholism.
Well, therein lies why you quit, right? That's why you quit, right?
Yeah, do the weed or no substances?
Do you smoke any weed?
No THC?
Oh, I like smoking pot, although I don't get hooked on it because I like things that make me down because I feel anxious a lot. And pot, you know, people don't, if you're an anxious person, it's a stimulant. It might as well be a stimulant, you know, I mean.
Okay, all right.
You know, if you have anxiety, pot's slogan should be, hey, do you want to be aware of your own heartbeat for the next 90 minutes? That's what I feel like. Because I just sit there and I'm like, what is that noise? And what I become very in my head. But I did find a strain that's all CBD and very, very low THC.
Okay.
And
mellows
that
you out.
Stuff's great.
I got no use for that.
Ben Roy with us.
Do you go outside and participate in the, when do they howl in Denver? At 8 o'clock every evening?
Oh, man. Yeah, I do. I am like the most religious howler.
Good for you.
I think every city should have this.
Now, you walk outside, you hear the whole city howling at what, 6 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Yeah. 8 o'clock?
8 p.m.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. every night, and I live in a neighborhood right in Denver, and every night at 8 p.m. you just hear the whole neighborhood howls at the moon, and it's eerie, and it's really cool. It makes you feel like people are still there, like you're still a part of something.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
It's
like
very
it.
Community.
I like it. I like it.
It is, and I think it's, in Denver at least, it's got a number of different, everybody's assigned a different meaning to it, so it's taken on this kind of.
Well, let me hear you. Let me before we let you go, let me hear one of yours.
My howl?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got it. Hold on. I was just waiting for you to ask. I didn't even.
Yeah, I want to hear it, man.
Honestly, come on. It's great. The dogs go nuts because the dogs, it means something totally different. The dogs.
Yeah. Hello.
The dogs, it's like fire or like be terrified, something's seriously wrong.
You are terrifying dogs all over the city, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, we miss you, man. I hope to see you soon in person. Now, what's the podcast again? People can find that.
Yeah, it's called The Grolix Saves the World, and it's on Starburns Audio, but you can get it on Stitcher, like iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, you can listen. It's really fun and lighthearted and stupid.
Thanks for being fun,
and I miss
man.
You guys.
I miss you too, man. Hope to see you soon, man. We'll see you. Well, as soon as they open the clubs up, you'll be back, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes, I will, and please be healthy. Stay safe, y'all.
We will.
All right. You too, Ben.
All right. I love that dude. Funny guy.
Yeah, he's great. Really,
well, if the roommate wasn't up, he is now.
Yeah.
Dad's howling in the living room.
7:20 in the morning. Somebody's howling in the house.
It's not even 8 in the morning.
This kid's going to think he slept through the whole day. It gets 8 p.m.
Oh, 8:20.
Sorry,
8:20. Mountain time.
Only an hour.
I love how alcoholics, wax whimsically about their past. Oh, day drinking's so great.
Ah.
You know what I like about that is I can still drink.